Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Greetings to our listeners today on the Burden Blessing Podcast. Today, for our Word of the Week, we consider the word penitence. This word is certainly fitting around this time of year as we're now into the second week of the season of Lent, where we focus on our Lord and Savior's suffering and death. The word penitence, as defined by Luther's Small Catechism, is the state of a person being sorry for their sins and believing in Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. Sometimes it's also called repentance. Sometimes people, though, think of penitence or repentance only in what we are sorry for, that it's just being sorry for sins. And that may be the way that our society uses those words at times, but that's not the way we mean it in a biblical sense. True penitence always contains two aspects, being sorry, but also trusting and knowing that you are forgiven in Christ. Obviously, the opposite of that would be what we call impenitence, would be not being sorry for sins, but also not finding and trusting that forgiveness in Jesus. Many Bible passages and sections come to mind when we think of penitence because the Lord talks to us directly about that very thing. The word itself may not be in the Bible, may not be common in our culture or society today either, but the thoughts are certainly very much part of God's record in the Bible. It doesn't get any clearer when it comes to an explanation of penitence versus impenitence than 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 9, where the Holy Spirit tells us, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There you see in just two verses the very clear difference between penitence and impenitence. When we are refusing to be sorry for our sins and refusing to trust in the Lord to cleanse us of those sins, we're deceiving ourselves. We're practicing a lie in our lives. John even goes on to say in the later verses that we make God a liar because God has promised that when we do confess to Him, we will be forgiven. But when we do confess to God, it's His faithfulness in Jesus that gives us the assurance of being forgiven. That's what's going to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When I think of the concepts of confessing sins and repenting, I often think of King David because he had some very personal ways of describing that in a couple of the Psalms that he wrote. I think if we look at the life of David and think of the main highlights of what we know about David's life, one of the events that's going to come to mind is when he fell into adultery with Bathsheba and also murder of Bathsheba's wife, Uriah. David, his record in the Bible will always be connected to those sins, but it's also important for us to recognize that David was forgiven and that he believed in that forgiveness, even of those heinous crimes that he committed. Psalm 32 is a place where David talks about forgiveness from the Lord. He says, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." Those are the blessings or benefits of being forgiven in Christ. But David also talks about the contrast. He goes on to say, "When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer." That was the state of David's faith when he refused to confess his sins. The weight and the guilt fell upon him heavily. It was only when he would go on to describe in verse 5, "When I acknowledged my sin to you, and I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, that you forgave the iniquity of my sin." In our services today, we repeat those same words in our liturgy when we confess our sins, that we confess our transgressions to the Lord with full confidence and assurance that He forgives us. So it's a fitting theme for us as we contemplate the Lenten season and the passion of our Savior Jesus Christ, that it was our sins that brought Him to the cross. But what joy and blessedness we do have, knowing with full confidence that when we confess those sins and believe we are forgiven in Jesus, they are taken away in His name.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.